three, two, one. Hey, Buzzheads. Welcome to
Buzzhead Radio.
Todd and I sitting here at Buzzhead Radio getting ready to interview the Cardin Circus Spectacular Ringmaster, Brian LaPalme.
Hey, there he is.
Boy, that's timing for you.
Yeah. In Florida, either that or it's a... Hello!
Hi, Curtis. This is Brian LaPalme, the Ringmaster with Cardin Circus International.
Hey, Brian, it's great to hear from you. I'm here with Todd Wheeler. It's Curtis Tucker and Todd Wheeler. We are basically podcasting here at Buzzhead Radio in Enid, Oklahoma.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm well.
I don't know if Jillian was aware of it when she booked the interview, but today is a travel day for us from Danville, Illinois to Enid, and it's over 700 miles. So I just pulled over quickly, and I'll answer any questions you have and then get back to driving 700 miles.
Oh, wow. Well, great. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to pull over, and we'll make this quick. We know you guys are heading here to Enid tomorrow. The show, the doors open at 5:30 over at the Central National Bank Center, and then the show starts at 6:30. Just kind of tell everybody what they can kind of expect from the show.
Absolutely. We have traditional acts, and we have new and exciting acts, and this is my 41st year as ringmaster since 1976. We have the Tigers, which everyone loves, that they're beautiful. We have the Elephants, which are incredible. Ringling Brothers, of course, gave up their elephants last May. We still have the Elephants. People love the Elephants. They even have the chance to ride the Elephants if they're so inclined. We have an aerial act, a new aerial act from Russia with three beautiful aerial ballerinas. Mm. We have the flying trapeze act, the clown, and a lot more. So it's an outstanding circus performance. And, you know, again, doing this for 41 years, it seems like in the last year, they're all closing. I was with Big Apple in New York City, and they closed. Clyde Beatty Cole Brothers Circus with the tent closed. Ringling, almost 150 years old, is closing, and yet Cardin Circus International is still with us and has the big acts that people love.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, Brian, have you guys been to this area before? Have you been to Enid before?
I don't know about the show, this show. This is my first year with Cardin. You know, I've been to Oklahoma, and of course, you know, there are three amazing tent circuses that come from Hugo, Oklahoma, and okay, They're still on the road. So I'm very familiar with Oklahoma. I've been in five countries and all of the states in the U.S. in 41 years. So I've been here, but I don't know about Cardin Circus International. This is my first year with them.
Well, great. You know, on your bio, it talked about your magic background. I have kind of a magic background as well. When I was a kid, me and my buddies used to put on magic shows. Do you personally do any illusions or magic during the show?
I do not. When they hired me and they called me 2 years ago and I couldn't do it, and then last Thanksgiving they called me and I as a Christian, I prayed about it and I said, okay, I'm going to do it. But their show is full. They have a lot of show. But, you know, I've been a magician all these years. My dad was on the old Ed Sullivan show in 1963 and 65.
Wow.
I grew up as a magician. I don't know about anymore. Most of my magician friends who were with the circus were older than me and they're gone. But on the circus, if there's a magician, he's always the ringmaster. And why is that? Because animal people with tigers or elephants, they don't talk in their act.
Right.
Jugglers don't talk. High wire artists don't talk. But magicians are used to being in front of an audience and talking. So it's very traditional in the circus world that if you're a magician, you'll end up as the ringmaster because you're used to talking.
Very cool.
What kind of pre-show activities can we expect? I'm wanting to bring my granddaughter.
You sound young. You don't sound like you could have a granddaughter.
I have six grandkids.
The elephant ride's there. The pony ride. There's two bounce houses. There's lots of face painting. At intermission, they can have their picture, you know, taken with Spider-Man or Anna and Elsa from Frozen.
Uh-oh.
So There's plenty of things to see and do. Or you can come over and say hi to the ringmaster, and that doesn't cost anything.
Sweet. Very cool. Hey, just on the elephant thing real quick, I was thinking about this today. You know, I kind of understand the Getting Rid of the Elephant Act, but so many people love the elephants because it's kind of like a traveling zoo. Two questions real quick. Is there any chance that they would keep the elephants, like, just traveling but not performing? And then is what's the fate of the other animals, like the tigers and things in the show?
Well, you know, I have no problem being honest, and it's PETA. And in the 80s, you know, I researched them, and PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, their real agenda is that all human beings and humans will be completely separate, and that we won't have any interaction. We'll become vegetarians. They'll pass laws that we can't have pets. There'll be no research and so on. So they've claimed a victory now with Ringling Brothers that they've closed the big show. So they will, of course, come after everything else. And Cardin Circus International, you know, is now the largest show on the road. I mean, we have the elephants. And then when Ringling is gone, this outfit is definitely the biggest. So they'll come after us next. So I don't know the fate, you know, and I was surprised too, or maybe not, but last May when they announced, Ringling announced that they would let their elephants go, I guess I really thought that the American public would, you know, put up a stink and say something and, you know, and no, don't do it. But nothing.
Really?
You know, a lot of people are just so passive and, you know, they'll lament things when they're gone, but when they have a chance to do something and voice their opinions, you know, they just sit back and relax. So I really don't know the fate, but, you know, this is, again, my 41st year, started in 76. I'm just brokenhearted, you know, last year that, again, Big Apple closed, and the New York City Circus and Clyde Beatty Cole Brothers, and now Ringling, an institution in America, almost 150 years old, and they're closing. So, you know, it just breaks my heart. And should I think, oh, no, this show, Cardin, will last forever? I guess not. You know, if the other one's closed, this one can close too. And PETA is very powerful. They have a lot of money behind them.
That's
and the American public, again, the American public, they don't do anything. You know, they just sit around and go, okay, all right, and we won't be able to have pets, okay, and we'll all become a vegetarian, okay. I mean,
not me. Yeah.
Yeah, well,
there you go. Speak up. We want our hamburgers.
We do. So we will help you guys because we appreciate the tradition of the circus. I mean, you know,
thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, as someone who loves the circus, and why would anyone dedicate their life to the circus when you work 7 days a week and, you know, and for the whole month, the tour, if it's 10 months, you're working every day, whether it's driving 700 miles or taking care of the animals, you're working every day. And, you know, why would anyone do that unless they love it? So to see your livelihood and to see the tradition that you love, you know, disappearing and no one is saying anything about it, you know, that no one's protesting, it's like, it just breaks my heart, you know. And yet, every time I put my red coat on and step into the ring, it's like, well, Lord, you've given me one more day to, you know, live my dream.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. So just real quick, are there any daredevil acts in this circus rendition?
Yes.
Awesome.
There are daredevil acts. The giant space wheel, you know, that big revolving thing that looks like a hamster toy that goes around. So, I mean, yes, we have the giant space wheel, the flying trapeze. I mean, that's like a daredevil act.
Sure.
So, yes, absolutely. Yeah, yes, and lots of stuff, you know, is going on. So,
clowns.
Yes, I mean, yes, clowns and everything else from hula hoops to everything. But, you know, I'm just an animal guy, so I guess that's why, you know, I hit the tigers. I mean, that's so spectacular. Some zoos don't even have tigers, you know, and the elephants. I mean, you can ride an elephant. When I was 6 years old, I rode an elephant and remember touching the elephant and like that very prickly hair. I mean, I'll always remember that. And someday there will be no elephants, you know, on the circus. And how's a little kid supposed to be amazed when, you know, you can't see it and touch it. So,
it's
we have all the daredevil stuff and the clowns and snow cones and cotton candy and everything. It's an amazing thing. And, you know, if you go to the circus once a year and it's a family event, you know, come, you know, buy the cotton candy. Who cares how much it costs? You're only doing it once a year.
Sure.
Come out and see something that is so American, and that may be disappearing soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we hope not.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. I was telling my granddaughter, she's actually staying with us this week, and I told her, I said, we're going to go to the circus, and she was kind of like, she's five, and she's kind of like, circus? You know, it's almost like she didn't even know what I was talking about.
Yeah, it's
you know, and, you know, and God bless you for bringing her to the circus. You know, that's wonderful. I mean, when I was, I know everything's changed. You know, I'm 60 years old now, but you know, when I was a kid, I looked forward to the circus coming. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things for me as a kid, right along with Halloween and watching The Wizard of Oz on TV. Mm-hmm. It was like the circus is coming, so it was something I looked forward to. But I don't know if kids look forward to stuff like this anymore. I don't know. It's a different world, but thank God. I think it's wonderful you're going to take your granddaughter to the circus.
Yeah.
So be sure to bring her over and you know, and introduce her to the ringmaster.
Yes, I will. I'll see you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, great.
That's awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah, Thank you. We appreciate you again pulling over and speaking to us, and we will inform everybody all the times and all the details about getting tickets. But travel safe, and we will see you guys here tomorrow.
I'll tell you what, you know what, you know, just the way it all worked out for me, I became a ringmaster, but if that didn't happen, I would have been a radio guy. So
excellent.
I announce elephants and you guys play music and talk and inform people. So we're still brothers. We're still announcers. So God bless you guys. Thank you very much for the pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks,
you
Brian.
Take
we appreciate
care.
It.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Buzzhead Radio.
Buzzhead Radio.